With today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. The remains of the late founding father, Dr. Sam Nyoma, have arrived at Parliament Gardens where they will lie in state overnight. Mourners have been gathering throughout the day to pay their respects, with many expressing deep sorrow and gratitude for his contributions to Namibia. Our team's Leonard Witbian spoke to several Windhoek residents who described the moment as emotional and historic.
My name is Johanna Mvula. I'm 13 years old. I school at Namthuni Primary School. We are here to bring more memories about our founding father, Dr. Sam Nyoma Shapishuna. He gave us independence and gave us freedom.
My name is Zenith Amani Paulino, and I school at Emmanuel Shivili Secondary School. One thing I'll always remember is that he is the reason we are here. He is the reason why we have independence.
My name is Esther Mianu. I'm from Yanyonkar, Afrikaner, and I'm 15 years old. This really means a lot because our founder father just died. So we are here to honor him because of everything he did. If not for him, by now we might not have education. So he really fought for us. So we are really proud that he's our founder father. So we are here to honor him, respect him, and to give him a good goodbye.
The Cancer Association of Namibia has unveiled its new inpatient facility house, Zietzman Care Facility, located in Klein Windhoek. The facility, which opened in 2024, is named in honor of Dr. Anel Zietzman, a pioneer in cancer care and the founding physician of the Dr. A.B. May Cancer Care Center at the Windhoek Central Hospital. Here's the CEO of the Cancer Association of Namibia, Rolf Hansen.
As Cancer Association of Namibia, we are very honored to name our first inpatient facility of the palliative care program of the Dr. Anel Zietzman, recognizing her incredible impact, the lives that she has changed, the way she has taught all of us, and truly in both private but mostly in state, the lives that she has impacted. So we are going to stick with our tradition of providing a canopy of hope where often hope is lost.
To South Africa now, where the EFF has called on the government of national unity to classify AfriForum and Solidarity as domestic terrorist organizations. This comes after the organizations allegedly wanted U.S. intervention in SA's domestic affairs. The party says the two organizations are acting treasonous by spreading misinformation and attempting to undermine the country's stability. EFF national spokesperson Thembi Msane.
These racist right-wing organizations are asking a Western power to help them partition South Africa. These racist organizations will never leave South Africa. They exploit Africans for cheap disposable labor, enjoying the labor of the land acquired through violent dispossessions.
And Hollywood actor Gene Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, and a family dog have been found dead at their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Police say they do not suspect foul play, but the exact cause of death has not been determined. The 95-year-old former Marine appeared in more than 80 films and won an Oscar in 1971 for a leading role in The French Connection. He reflected on his career during an acceptance speech back in 2003 at the Golden Globes. Here it is.
I think it's all I ever wanted to do. So few people ever get what they really want in life. You give up a lot in terms of family. And I think you're always in North Africa or Spain or someplace. I fulfilled a lot of my dreams.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.